Well, again, so thankful to have Jody and Terry with us. Please make sure you go by their table if you haven't picked up one of their prayer cards, and pick that up on the way out. We're going to turn it over. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jody now.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Appreciate it. And thank you, Calvary Baptist family in Sherrall. Thank you for the room you provided for us last night. That's a nice new hotel. Yeah, we were up on the fourth floor. It was great. And really full. I think it must have been close to full. The parking lot, when I parked last night, we got in, there was only one spot left down there. Yeah, full. Amazing. We are grateful to be here. And if you missed it in Sunday school, I'm Jody. My wife's Terry. How many years have we been married? 43. Yeah. How old am I? Almost 60 now. I got married when I was 19. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful life. I had a job for a while after I graduated. Terry went back and finished. And I worked for a while there. And part of my job was driving a truck from Greenville to Charlotte. Not too often, but sometimes. But usually it was early morning. I had to, you know, try to get up to Charlotte early. So about the time I'd get up around to pull off to weigh the truck at the scales and then get back on, the sun was coming up, you know. And I remembered that this morning when we saw the sun coming up. I said, man, it's amazing. All the different places in the world you can be, but this, it seems like wherever you're at, the sun is different when it's coming up in different places. But I just remembered that this morning, years ago. How the Lord protected, boy, me, doing that. But thank you for praying for us and for supporting us all these years. If you have your Bible this morning, if you would, open to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. And that last song that we just sang is great. I loved that. It was a good message in that song. And I was reading, and I would like to read, too, by way of introduction. You just open your Bible there to Luke 8, but I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians 5, but let's pray first. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I pray that you would forgive me for my sins. I pray today that you cleanse me in your blood and fill me with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, the sword of the Spirit, and I pray that you would work in our hearts and lives today. If there's someone here today, Lord, that needs to be saved, please do that work that only you can do in their heart, and please save them. Lord, for believers, I pray you'll encourage them and strengthen them. And thank you, Lord, that you've given us all a calling. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20, and I'll just read this in introduction. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. What a wonderful opportunity we have as Christians to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share the message of Christ Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. What a wonderful privilege we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking as a missionary in Chuuk. I remember when the Lord called us to go to Hawaii, we didn't get too much ribbing about, say, we're called to go to Hawaii. I remember one time some guy might have said something like to me, says, "Oh, you're the guy that's got it made." Oh yeah, I got it made. another time we were at a church. I only remember it was up. I don't know. It was somewhere up might have been in West Virginia or somewhere around it. He just went there, and I believe it was the pastor. He said that he'd never support a missionary going to Hawaii. I go, why am I even here? It was a mission conference, right? I wasn't the only missionary there, but I was one missionary there going to Hawaii. I figured we might as well just eat when we're done eating, go home, because there's no opportunity to raise any support here. Well, anyway, Hawaii. Doesn't matter. I remember also this guy one time. I was working as a welder at this factory, and there's some other guys there, Bible college fellas, you know, and he said something about why did I think that God was calling me to go to Hawaii. I said, well, I knew that he had, and I'd been praying, and the Lord had opened the door for us to go and plant a church there in Honolulu. But interesting thing, but answer to that fella, I told him, I said, well, if I wasn't a soul winner in South Carolina, I wouldn't think that I would become a soul winner when I get to Hawaii. I mean, I was trying to win people to the Lord right here in South Carolina. I think the first little fella I ever led to the Lord was in Gaffney, South Carolina. And when I led that guy to the Lord, I was way more excited, I think, even than he was. Because I couldn't believe that you could actually give the gospel to somebody and encourage them to pray to receive Christ, and they do that, and to know that their sins are forgiven and they're on their way to heaven. You know, once I caught on to that, I didn't want to do anything else. Well, you know, in Luke 8, 1 through 8, and I'll just go down here verse by verse, and the first verse, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. You know, a reference back to Hawaii, and we planted a church in Mo'ili'ili. Mo'ili'ili is 4 blocks north of Waikiki. Mo'ili'ili is called a mega block. I think there were probably 80 to 100,000 people living there in that block. And it was about a year into that work of going out door to door, you know, trying to pass out tracts, trying to reach people. There was the local, the Hawaiians, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, or just all, you know, just every group of people that you could think of. I prayed. I remember walking when I was thinking, you know, I need to focus. And even if that meant learning a language to focus on one people group, just trying to zoom in on what could actually happen and how we could build a church there. And it wasn't too many weeks after that, this guy came, Alicia, my daughter, very little at that time, went with me on a Saturday. We were passing out tracts and flyers, and I remember we flyered these apartments on, I think it was Date Street, just down the road from us there, just down the street from us from Mo'ili'ili. And Sunday morning, coming to church from that community center where we had our services, this guy come walking in, and it was a guy and a girl. Later we found out they're cousins. He's walking in holding one of the flyers that we had passed out on Saturday. And he says, my name is Ryu Momori, and I'm from Chuuk, Micronesia. And I didn't know much about Micronesia at all. So just asking questions, inviting, excited that they were coming, excited that the Lord had worked, and, you know, they brought the flyer, they came to the service. Well, he asked me to go to Tripler Army Hospital to visit a little 9-year-old boy from Pulawat in the Western Caroline Islands. The little fella had fallen off a water tank, broke his femur bone, and the Army had arranged it for him to be flown to Hawaii with an uncle of his. They flew him to Tripler, 4,000 miles away. Now, Chuuk, 4,000 miles west of Hawaii. They flew him all the way to Tripler, and under a program called Pacific Island Care, and when I got to the hospital to visit that little fellow, his name was Quintero Alid. I got there, and the hospital to me seemed to be full of Chukis people underneath this program, Pacific Island Care. They're flying Chukis people to Hawaii to train the Army surgeons. So a tripler, there was statistics, right? What I was told at that time was an average of, say, 11 doctors in surgery learning. But the Chukis people were needing the health care, getting the health care, and the Army was getting the training, Pacific Island Care. Good deal. Well, that was my fishing hole. We started in, like I shared with you in Sunday school, we were able to find, the Lord led us to a Chukis lady that was bilingual. She had Chukis Bible. We wrote this gospel tract, Romans Road. Didn't know the language. Didn't know anything. Couldn't communicate. The Lord provided people to interpret, whatever, how he all worked it out. So many people began to be saved there. And then I began to take trips out to Chuuk, invited by these families that were being saved in Hawaii. From October of 92 to January of 96, I made 11 trips to Chuuk out of Hawaii. 3 weeks at a time, 3 weeks at a time, or 10 days at a time, whatever the trip allowed, we would go out. I would go out, leaving Terry and the kids there in Hawaii, fly out. During those 11 trips, I took 150 other doctors, nurses, missionaries, and other people with me on those trips to preach the gospel. I've seen more of Chuuk than a lot of Chukis people have seen. I've been in the southern Mortlock Islands, flown over the mid-Mortlocks and the upper Mortlocks. My children have been in the upper Mortlocks and the lower Mortlocks. I've been in the western Carolina Island, Pulawat. Andrea and Matthew were in Pulap. I've been in the been passed by ship one night. We passed by the northern Namanwaito Islands, the island of Arnari. We stopped briefly, didn't anchor there, but the captain drifted by, picked up a wounded man, injured man, brought him onto the ship. And so I've seen Onari, and some of those islands aren't on any maps. We went out around, came back into the lagoon. I've been in the northern Hall Islands. I was on board a ship one night coming back in from the island, on that island, that trip to the northern Halls, Murilla, the name of the island, coming back in to the lagoon in January of 96. I knew that God was calling me to leave Hawaii and to move to Chuuk, to bring my family to Chuuk. So we finished up that work in Hawaii, went to Chuuk in June of 97, and that's where we've been. As I shared in Sunday school, 50 islands, 250 villages in my lifetime, okay? Somebody said the other day about retirement. Lester Roloff used to say, don't retire, refire. And so what I'm going to do is try to refire and go out there for 20 more years, okay? We'll do that. Just keep working. 50 islands, 250 villages. I will not be able to make it to all those villages. And that's how the Lord has worked to start that radio broadcast FM station, trying to reach as many people as we can, but getting back out, like I said, getting another boat and heading back out to preach the gospel. For Jesus' example to us here, it came to pass afterward he went throughout every, he went And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Well, it's interesting to me. The Lord has given us this job as ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, the ministry that we have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I brought some gospel tracts. You could take a few of them if you would like on the table. Little one here, Terry put together. She wrote it. It's called You Are Loved. There's a picture of the Chuuk Lagoon on there. She actually took that picture. And you know what? It's amazing. How people respond to this. Now, this is in English. I just use these when I'm here in the States. They take them. One lady in Houston at the Houston airport said she said that she couldn't take it because they told them they couldn't take anything. I don't know if she thought it was a tip or whatever it was, but she didn't take it. But I mean, even last night at the hotel, I gave the girl one of these. And she turned it over immediately, and she saw John 3:16 on there. And she said, that was the first verse. She was taught that verse. And what do they call it? what do they call it? And I was thinking Vacation Bible School. So I said, Vacation Bible School. She goes, no. What do they call that? You know, when you're a kid, you go. I go, Sunday school? She goes, yeah, Sunday school. I said, well, come to Calvary Baptist Church tomorrow. Okay, we'll be out there. But she didn't make it. I don't see her. So there's people that need the gospel, right? Even in Sherrill. Yesterday, we were on a bus in Indianapolis, heading out to come down here. And we gave the guy a track and helped a little, just that tip for helping me with these bags. Very nice fella, help us with that. But when I handed him that tip, I put the money under the card, and I said on this, I said, there's something to help you. Thank you for your help today for us, but this one on the top is better than gold. And he appreciated it. He said, thank you very much. You know, and when I pass out gospel tracts, pray for people that receive them to be saved. Yeah. And I am excited. I'm looking forward to being in heaven to meet the people that are coming to Christ. Simple gospel tract. Pray to receive Christ. We went to the hospital one Saturday on visitation. When I got down into what they called the ICU, I saw outside a lot of people and baskets, clothes baskets of flowers. And in Chuuk, there's a flower we call Ponong. And it's, it's very, it smells very good. It's very strong. Baskets of Ponong. And I thought, that's amazing. I'm glad to see these women are here with all these flowers, you know. And couldn't figure out why until I got into the ICU. There's four beds. And there's four guys laying in there. And they've been severely burned. And the smell was so bad, then I realized why they brought the flowers, to try to overcome that smell of burnt flesh. Well, these guys had been diving on those old Japanese shipwrecks in the Chuuk Lagoon, and they had floated up a 50-gallon drum of gunpowder, dynamite. And they use it. Sometimes they'll just bring up shells, old shells, and they'll use a hacksaw, and they'll open them with a hacksaw to get the gunpowder out and put it into bottles with a wick, and they dynamite fish on the reef. Well, these guys attempted to open that drum, and when they did, the Filipino surgeon that's there said it must have been like napalm because they had thrown a rock at it or something, and it sparked, and when that thing exploded, it blew them, they know, 30 feet into the air because they were in the, they had evidence that they had hit the palm fronds on the beach. Fell. Laying in the hospital, burned. One guy's hands, one of the ladies was there talking to him, was so badly burned. She thinks that even the bones were exposed. It was just terrible. It's terrible. Laying there. Hum solitipus, they're saying. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for sin. And we preached the gospel to them. Atrina Soichi, one of our ladies, Terry and Andrea and Alicia trained to be a soul winner. Atrina, I said, please talk with those guys there, those two guys there. And I went over and I began to talk to these other two. And we led them to Christ. And when they finished praying, we knew that, they weren't going to make it. And the guy said, they started out, Kiliso, missionary. Thank you, missionary. Kiliso, the other one did. Oh, Kiliso, Jabur, missionary. Thank you. And it was a very moving, terrible situation. And I went home, and Terry, we were there, and Terry said, I think you should go back down there and read them a verse. And I said, what's that? She said, I want you to go down there and read them Romans 8:1. And I'll read it to you in Chukis first. And it says, Ira mide yeesap chun war kapungan chakarami nomnon Christ Jesus. Irekwe resap fatan murenewa fituk. Pwe murenewa ngun. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And to be able to share that verse with them, they could die in peace. Manalon kinamwe, die in peace. Kiniso chabur, missionary. Thank you very much, missionary. This is the message of the gospel. I think what we see in this passage of scripture, that certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the mother of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Now these women followed Jesus. They ministered to him of their substance. They had money. They had ability. They used that to serve the Lord. And so the Lord uses you, your substance and your ability, to help missionaries. We work together. We plow together. Yoked together. You have a part in that. At night, one of those guys died. The next morning, the other one died. The following day, the morning of the following day, the other fella died. The fourth guy, they air-vaced out to the Philippines or somewhere, and I've never heard of or seen of him since. If I die first, I'll wait for you. Chukis people, sometimes they have words of endearment before we leave each other. If they think you're going to be gone for a while, or maybe you're just... I remember one day down on Satawan in the southern Morlock Island, Tatasiapolis had led him to Christ, and his wife, Ascension, or saved Hawaii. Wanted me to come to their island, Satawan, and preach to their sons because their oldest son had hung himself, killed himself. They wanted me to preach to their other boys. I was down there preaching. The day we left, Tatasi was crying. I said, why are you crying? I said, I'm crying because I'm going to die and I'm not going to see you again. I said, Tatasi, don't cry. You're not going to die. I'll see you again. We left. That was a long time ago. This other missionary from Australia had come up to go with me, and we'd flown down there with this other pilot. He took us down there and came back for us 8 days later, and we flew out of there. Tatasi would cry, don't cry. I'm going to go home, and I'm just going to be sad. Why? Oh, I'm going to die, and you're not going to see me. I said, no, you're kidding. Well, you know what? He died. He did die. I remember one night at the hospital, this girl was dying of cancer. The doctor that was with me was also diagnosed a little bit later, I think at that time, of having cancer himself. But I remember he had been saved. He'd learned to be a soul winner. And we were together at the hospital that night. And the girl was laying on a mat on the floor, if I remember right. And the doctor, Henry, got down on his knees. Terry talks about him in her book. Henry got down on his knees and led that girl to the Lord. And he said, he said, if I die first, uposoduk, I'll wait for you. And when I heard that, I thought, yeah, it's amazing, amazing. Yeah. So true. To die in Christ, Jesus said, is to be alive in him. Well, when much people were gathered together, and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. What if I give that guy a track and he throws it away? That's seed sown by the wayside. You did your part. You sowed the seed. What if he tears it up right in front of you? So what? Sowing the seed. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Well, what if I give the guy a track and he gets saved, but he doesn't really grow as a Christian? Can you keep up with everybody you've led to the Lord? No. But if they truly got saved, they'll be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And he'll keep them. Well, what if they don't grow? Well, can't do anything about that. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Yeah. Have we seen that? Yeah. Does it discourage you? Does it make you want to stop? No, don't stop. Keep going. Plow ahead. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that just wonderful? To think that people can hear the gospel. The lady at the car rental place at the airport last night in Charlotte. She asked me something like, I was standing in line and I kind of smiled at her because I was thinking, boy, this is taking forever. But I was thinking, well, I got a track out of my pocket and I put it with my credit card and my license because I said, I'm going to give this lady a track when I get up there. And when I got up there, she said something to me about having smiled at her. She thought I was a former customer or something, you know. And I just laughed. I said, no. And she says, where are you coming from? And I laid this track down in front of her. I says, from the Chuuk Islands. I'm a Baptist missionary in Micronesia. She said, what did you say? And I told her again. And she says, was I a believer? And I said, yes. And I want to give this to you, this little gospel tract on the back for you. She said, she shook my hand. Bless you. I have a story I want to share with you, she said. And she shared something with me about praying for her grandson who's going to be graduating from boot camp, and about praying. And conversation went on. She's working on renting that car. I asked her if she was saved. Had she been born again? Yes. She said she thinks she was saved or born again sometime around the year 11 in her life, but she was so happy that I was concerned about her. And you just don't know what that's going to do to encourage someone. Terry and I were at Sam's in Indianapolis, or Carmel, the other day. And this lady was helping us, and we gave her a track. She said, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I have one of these." She said, "Was it you?" I said, and then we remembered her from in the past, months ago, when we were packing up our coolers to go back to Chuuk. We went to Sam's and bought meat, and she waited on us, so we gave her a track. She goes, "I have this by my bed, and I just took it down and read it the other night." And she took another one. Well, if you see somebody today that with ears, okay, let's just put it down simple. See somebody today with ears. Sow the seed, okay? I saw you have a track rack out here. Clean it out. And just want to say thank you for supporting us. And it ain't over, you know, until it's over. The finish line is ahead of us. So Jesus said every language, tribe, and tongue. And you're going to get to hear some Chuukese people at the foot of the throne of the Lord Jesus, praising him for all eternity because they heard the gospel and they responded. And you had a part in that. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Maybe you're here today and you're not born again. You need to be saved. Well, we have an invitation. This is invite you to come forward to ask Jesus to come into your heart. We'll be more than happy to help you. Maybe you're here, you're saved, yes. You know it, on your way to heaven. But you have a job to do for him. Maybe he's calling you, wanting you to go. I told Terry this morning, I think it was on the way over here. I said, think living in Shaw would be kind of like living on an island. I mean, after all these years living on islands, when I'm in Shaw, I think, well, an island is, kind of isolated. That's no different. No different. Serve the Lord here. He can use you. He wants to use you. You have a wonderful church facility here. And many more people can fit in here. Bring them in. Let's just ask the Lord to lead in this invitation. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity. Pray for those who may be here today that aren't saved. I want them to feel welcome to come forward and to receive Christ as Savior. Others that need encouragement, prayer in any way, help them to come as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor?